With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Braving the worst of winter weather, rescue crews are searching for 9 backcountry skiers missing near Lake Tahoe, California. The skiers were caught in an avalanche. 6 others have been rescued. Police in the Nancy Guthrie investigation say the DNA found on a glove 2 miles from the Guthrie home did not match anything in a national criminal DNA database. Political unrest turns deadly in France, where a young man has been beaten to death. 11 people are under arrest.
Quentin Durango, who is 23, died in hospital on Saturday. He was attacked on Thursday during clashes between far-left and far-right supporters. The fighting broke out on the margins of a student meeting where a far-left lawmaker was a keynote speaker. The death has sparked a storm of recriminations, mostly targeting the hard-left France Unbowed party. Its leader, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, says the party bears no blame for the tragedy. I'm Charles Delades.
There's been no word on what his plan was or even if he had a plan. An 18-year-old Georgia man's under arrest. He allegedly approached the U.S. Capitol with a loaded shotgun. President Trump says the feds are ready, willing, and able to help fix a massive spill of raw sewage into the Potomac River north of Washington, D.C. The president says that all state and local officials have to do is ask for federal help, and Mr. Trump adds that they should ask politely. The spill causing major public health concerns about the river. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been trading higher. The Dow is up 315 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 268, and the S&P trading 55 points higher. This is SRN News. New study of religious diversity around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on Earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
Secretary of State Rubio is backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Other conservatives in the U.S. and Europe admire Orban and his efforts to enshrine traditional values in Hungary. He's campaigned hard against the LGBT agenda, effectively banning same-sex adoption and same-sex marriage, and barring people who are living as the opposite sex from changing their gender on official documents. This is SRN News. Investigators are working to confirm the suspected cause of a central New York church explosion. 5 people hospitalized, 2 critical.
An explosion, possibly from gas, rips through a church in upstate New York Tuesday morning, injuring 5 people, including the pastor and 4 firefighters who were responding to a report of a gas odor at the Abundant Life Church in rural Boonville, about 50 miles northeast of Syracuse. State troopers say the building was reportedly heated by propane cylinders. Police say 4 people were in the church's basement when the furnace turned on, triggering an explosion. A firefighter on the first floor trying to ventilate the building was thrown against a wall by the blast. I'm Julie Walker.
A dust storm producing brownout conditions is blamed for a 30-vehicle pileup along a Colorado interstate. 4 people killed in yesterday's crash along both sides of I-25 south of Pueblo. More details, SRNNews.com.